Now, we come to the last chapter, Romans. And we see in this chapter the relationship of Christians to one another. And it's going to be demonstrated. Here again, the gospel walks in shoe leather in the first century in the Roman Empire. And believe me, this is the thing that thrills my heart, is in that pagan empire of Rome, there were Christians walking down the streets of those cities, witnesses for Christ. The joy of the Lord was in their heart. And I think this is one of the most revealing chapters that we have in the Epistle to the Romans. Paul's going to leave the mountain peaks of doctrine, as he's already done, to come down to the pavements of Rome. Here we see Christianity walking in shoe leather on the streets of first century pagan Rome. This is Christianity in action. These great doctrines that Paul proclaimed are not missiles for outer space. They are not to be used to go to the moon, but they are vehicles which actually ran on Roman roads. The gospel was translated into life and into reality. This remarkable chapter should not be omitted or neglected in any study of Romans. Dr. Newell has made this comment. He says this 16th chapter is neglected by many to their loss. How true. Now, there are 35 persons that are mentioned by name here. All were either believers living in Rome, or they were believers that were with the Apostle Paul, and he probably was in Corinth when he wrote this epistle. There is expressed a mutual love and tender affection, which was a contradiction of Roman philosophy and practice, and it's rather unlike some churches today. These Christians were different. Little wonder that Rome marveled at these Christians and said, "My, how these Christians love each other." Now, in this final chapter, we have first the commendation of Phoebe, who was the bearer of this epistle. And then we have Christians in Rome are greeted, verses 3 through 15. Then we have the conduct toward other Christians, verses 16 through 20. And then Christians with Paul send greetings, verses 21 and 24, and then the concluding benediction, verses 25 and 27.